from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Israel removes metal detectors from holy site. Israel on Tuesday removed metal detectors from the entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside of the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Mideast Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the Holy Esplanade.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister Tuesday said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at the Israeli embassy in Amman on Sunday by an Israeli guard who said one lunged at him with a screwdriver. A Spanish rescue group on Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants alive, but 13 others dead in a rubber boat drifting in the Mediterranean Sea. The proactive Open Arms NGO said the rescue effort occurred about 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News. Following French-mediated talks, the prime minister of the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Libya, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the leader of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar, agreed on Tuesday to a conditional ceasefire and pledged to hold elections next year.
Le courage qui est le vôtre aujourd'hui.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the decision was courageous and represents an effort at national reconciliation and long-term peace. Libya has been racked by chaos since the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. However, Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal is dubious.
Mr. Sarraj doesn't have any military force to enforce the agreement or the contract. The allied forces, particularly the French, may have moral support behind them, but they do not have material support to be able to enforce it.
Haftar, who has pledged loyalty to Libya's eastern administration, has refused to recognize the Tripoli government and boosted his own standing after his forces defeated Islamist militia for control of Libya's second-largest city of Benghazi. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States. Now, that's in response to a new set of sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. The House of Representatives approved legislation Tuesday that also expands congressional checks on President Donald Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. A U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots at an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf that came dangerously close to the U.S. warship Tuesday at a high rate of speed. It's the first incident of its kind during the Trump administration. Regional analyst James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it comes after a series of setbacks by Iran in Syria.
The Iranians hadn't done this for some time. They, through their militias and through the Syrian government, challenged the Trump administration in Syria, and in a series of five different confrontations, they had to back down.
Among those, he cited the U.S. cruise missile strike targeting a Syrian airbase and the downing of an Iranian drone over Syria. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's office announced Tuesday that the 74-year-old leader will return to his official duties as soon as he gets the all clear from his doctors in London. Now, he's been absent from the West African country since May 7th for treatment of an undisclosed illness. A photo of Mr. Buhari smiling while sitting at a table with others was released on Sunday. As the Venezuelan opposition prepares for a two-day general strike Wednesday, two more people named to an alternative Supreme Court in defiance of President Nicolas Maduro's government have been arrested. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.